Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome back to day two of our WordPress Dev Camp here at WP Studio. I hope you had a good time yesterday where we focused heavily on the WP hierarchy and the template hierarchy and how all of that works. So that's going to be helpful to refresh yourself if you missed yesterday. Now, we won't be using what we did yesterday except for at the very end of today's session. We're going to combine some loop work, the query work that we're doing today, with a template so we can see it in real time and in action on an actual live website. So just as make sure everybody's in the proper location, make sure you're over at the Dev Camp Hub. I linked to it in the email. It's also in the chat room link, the wpstudio.com/5th WordPress Dev Camp with dashes in between those words. Because day two's handout is there on that chat hub. And when you download that handout, it's fairly large. It's, I think, like 58 it's like 58 pages long, and mainly I want to highlight when you're 53. Can you hold on 1 second, everybody? Sorry, there's something going on just outside the door. I took care of that. So on the handout, mainly you're looking at, I think it's page 48 for Loop Studio short code parameters. I just wanted to set that stage so everybody knows where to look when we get there. All right. So let's talk about probably the most important part of WordPress. That this is the, there's a lot of people who say the heartbeat of WordPress is blah, 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 the heartbeat, the cron jobs, the things that keep WordPress running. The true heartbeat, I've always believed with WordPress, is the loop. Now, the loop is, remember that WordPress is a PHP based content management system. The language WordPress is built in, as much as people sit there and say, we must have JavaScript. It is a PHP based content management system. The construct of it is PHP based. The interaction with the database is PHP based. And you're not going to get around that. Basically, if you want a JavaScript only thing, you've got to go find some other solution, not WordPress. So because it's all PHP, one of the core functions of PHP is the ability to process large chunks of information individually without having to refresh anything. So I'm going to bring over our little editor area. For the simple reason is I'm going to use this as kind of a whiteboard. If we have lots and lots of information, let's say you have a large store that is powered by WordPress, and you have different, and again, or let's just say you have a large data thing, has nothing to do with WordPress, and you have customers, and they have orders. So every customer may have a number of orders. Well, PHP can do this. We could store everything into customer data information. So basically, we can take a PHP variable and store an entire, like, if you wanted to, now you would not want to do this, but you could distill down all of Amazon's accounts into a single PHP variable. We could just call this, you know, Bezos stuff. And that would include all of his customer data, all of their orders, all the stuff that's out there. Bezos stuff. Well, how in the world could you do that and still figure out what's being stored? Because yes, in our array, we might be storing things like we might be storing customers as an array. We might be storing products as an array. And, you know, you get the idea. So basically, they have customers and products. And I'm going to just come in here. And I know this is a bit of a rabbit trail, but hopefully this will all make sense in just a moment. We can do orders. And remember, in PHP, an array is simply a method of storing content. So I could basically shrink down everything about WordPress, Amazon, into a single PHP variable that stores all their customers and then their different orders, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if we wanted to really go, we could do, okay, and here's your wish lists is another array. Maybe you have Prime member stuff. Then we have products as something that could be stored. And in the products, maybe we have, you can sort them by type or categories and all these other things. Well, if I were then to say to you, if we did this, put everything down into a PHP variable, and I said to Jeff Bezos, give me a list of all of your customers. Jeff Bezos could do that with PHP by writing a single script that says for each, we'll do Bezos stuff. And some of this is just up customers as customer. For each time we go through this array, we're going to single out each individual customer and treat it as a single variable. So then I can simply echo H1 customer. So every single time a customer comes up, we're just going to output the name of the customer or whatever we're going to, however we're putting it, information about the customer in an H1 tag. Okay, so is there such a thing as, and this is just straight with PHP, this for each has an understanding that there is a possible infinite number of customers that are stored here, but we want to treat each customer as an individual. So that's what the loop is about. It says, sure, there may be lots of customers, but every single time we issue a command to echo out something, we're going to treat each one individually. And then when we get to the end of this, we go back here, and this is, again, PHP, not WordPress. We say, for each, are there still more customers? Yes, there are. So we keep going through. And this is what is one of the foundational elements of PHP, and that is the PHP loop, where we can cycle through large saved values. And we can loop through numbers, we can loop through variables, we can loop through just about everything. So let's now jump into WordPress. Remember how WordPress stores basically every piece of content as a post. And part of that comes from the history of WordPress and the fact that in the early days of WordPress, I still remember the days of where there were no menu systems, that you basically had a page and you basically had a post, and pages came as part of the first official release. But they were, it was before that, it was just all posts. So anything that is saved in a database always has to have a unique identifier. So especially any type of content management system, we need a type of a unique identifier that no matter where we are in code, we can reference an ID of something, the ID number or the ID element, and we can pull that out. If you come here from you doing Drupal, Drupal has things called nodes, where Drupal has every single piece of content, post, page, custom content, menu, they all have nodes. They're a unique identifier for that individual piece of content. Well, WordPress has that as well. It's a post ID. Every single one of your posts, every single one of your pages, your menus, your attachments, your uploads, they all have unique identifiers. And in fact, if we actually go to the back end of our dashboard and we go to our all posts, when you hover over something, down at the very bottom, and I don't know if you can see it on your screen, it says post 1788. You'll actually, if I click on this, there we go. It's up in the URL, where post equals 1788. So this post has a unique identifier that if I wanted to, I could simply go tell WordPress in a theme or in code, go get me post ID 1788, and it will output this post. It will fetch that, and then we can do whatever we want with it. Well, everything has a post ID. So if that is the unique identifier, and we were using the concept of PHP, because that's the language that WordPress was built in, I technically should be able to do the same thing for each post as, and I'm just going to say for each posts as post ID, or we'll just do a post. Then we can echo post. I'm just putting it like this. So you can see I can echo out the post title. So there has to be a way, because it's PHP based, that I can loop through the database. All right, let me quick come over here because I'm gonna pull up the database that we were looking at yesterday. And all right, here we are. Here's the database that we were looking at yesterday. See how there's the default post. Let me just make sure. Are you looking at the database screen? Because when I'm sharing different screens, I want to make sure you are looking at the exact same thing I'm looking at. Okay. So if we are using PHP to loop through content, see this? We have an actual post table. And if I did select data, take a look at this. Here's this. If I were like, okay, for each post in the post database table, here's the lorem ipsum. Here's this other one, a static page, level 3. I need a clean way to tell WordPress, go get me the stuff you're storing in this database according to my requirements and bring it back to me, so that we can loop through things. And this is where the WordPress loop comes into play. So WordPress, from the very beginning, built one of the simplest concepts of a loop that is extremely powerful. And it goes like this. And I'm sure you may have seen it if you have looked into WordPress themes before. If have posts while have posts the post. This is the heart. This is the WordPress loop. Now, if you were to jump into other, I'll even pull up, not plugins, themes. So even if we come into here, into the index.php of the Voce theme, you will see something that says, if have posts. Oh, wow. While have posts, the post. If you go to any WordPress theme and you look for these, the statement of if have post, while have post, the post, you will have found the loop. Now, let's break this down. Because the loop is always going to do the exact same thing. Now, let's just say we're on the front page or the home page. So the home page, let me bring this down. The home page, by default, is give me 10 of the latest posts, right? So that's normally what happens with a WordPress site. The home page says give me, by default, 10 of the latest posts. So if that's what's going on, and so a query is happening, and we'll deal with the query in just a moment. It's actually a WP query. The WP query is heading off to go get the instruction. The WP query says it is the method that a WordPress theme, as well as default WordPress settings, goes into the database, into the post area, and fetches the request. It's all contained inside here, the WP query. And when it comes back to the theme, that's where the loop begins. Because the query went and got something, and then we read the PHP loop, the WordPress loop, like regular English. If we have posts in our hand, because the query came and gave us the 10 latest posts. If we have posts in our hand, good. We can continue. If there are no posts in my hand, because the query went to go get the 10 latest posts, but you have no posts in your database, the loop stops. Nothing else occurs, because the if have posts is a conditional check. We're checking if there are posts. If there are no posts, PHP simply ignores what is inside the braces and just continues on down the code for whatever is going on, continues with the code page and processes the next thing. But if the while we have posts says, yes, I have 10 posts, because I have the posts, pull one of those posts out of your query results and display whatever the theme tells you to display from that single post. And then we get to the end of the bracket and we can go check. Do we still have posts? Oh, yes, we have the second to last published post. Okay, grab that and display whatever the theme tells you. So that in this type of a concept, if we sit there and inside of our loop, we're doing this thing like H2. I really don't like how I have to change that. I don't like how it makes this weird multi-line break. So in H2, we'd have something like echo post title. So every single time it goes through, it's going to grab the post title from that post and move on. And so that's how the loop works. It also allows us to only have to write the display of a single post once. Now, before we dive into a few other items and actually start to see this in action, you might be saying to yourself, okay, well, this makes sense for the homepage or an archive page where we're going to loop through a whole bunch of stuff. But wouldn't it be easier if all of a sudden we're going to go to sample page, if I could just do something like get post sample page and just show it that way? Because if all I'm going to do is on my page, I just want to go fetch that content of that page. Sure, we could do that, but we can also just do it with the loop. So therefore, we only need a single loop. Well, how can we do that with a, why don't we just write every single one of our pages with a unique query that just goes gets that one page, because we're not trying to loop through multiple things. All we do is we change the query. And so if I went in and I changed the query from this to get me post ID 4, let's just say that's the sample page post query, we go through the loop. If we have post, yes, I have a post because WP query returned to me the post ID 4, which was our sample page in WordPress, then while have post, yep, I've got it. Okay, display that post. Okay, here's the title of the post, which is that page, because remember, it's everything is a post in WordPress, even if we're talking about pages, custom post types, whatever. They all have a post ID. Then we go back in here and we check, well, have post? No, I have nothing else, because you only returned one result to me. So therefore, the loop can end. We don't have any posts left, and we can continue on with the code. So one of the key elements of any code, on whatever code you do, you don't want to repeat yourself. So if you have a method like the WordPress loop that can be used to show multiple pieces of content, as well as single pieces of content, you use just that. So while the loop itself can dictate how to display things, the query is even more important, because that is how we can go get unique configurations of content or individual pieces of content out of the database in exactly the same way for everything that we do. Everybody following along so far? I know for some this was a bit of a recap on the loop, but I think it's important to keep hammering home how the loop can be used for any multiple or singular items. Now, if you want, you can jump on over to the developer section of WordPress and dive into the WP query, and you can make perfect sense of how to rewrite the query and do all this type of stuff. Because the query goes through and basically allows you to parse the request to the database. So you can say, get me all posts that are part of a custom post type. Get me everything that was written by this author. Get me everything that has a password parameter on it. And then when you return it, I want you to order them by random. Or when you return the list of posts that you're going to give to the loop, sort them by the date. Sort them by the title alphabetically. All of those are parameters that the WP query sets the stage for and allows you to gain access to. Now, for most of us, we're not going to be writing our own queries. Most of us just simply use what a theme comes with, and we work around that. But as you get more advanced clients who need custom solutions, understanding what is available to you as a developer to manage the query is vital. Now, as I said, you can go through here and read how to write your own queries, and you can put them in like the themes functions.php. You can put them in all sorts of different places. You can put them in the theme template files. There's all sorts of places you can use the query, but again, you've got to write the code. Now, if you don't want to write the code, you can jump on over to something like a generator. I know we've talked about this one, but I do want to point out that every single query, something that is going to search the database, and we're focused here down on the WP query because that's the most powerful one, is free. So yes, they have a premium version of Generate WP, and there are certain types of generators that you can't use unless you pay for it. But because they've left all of their query stuff open, it's definitely something that you want to put in your back pocket if you ever are wanting to write your own code and add it. Now, I do think after we finish this webinar, most of you will feel like you don't need to write your own code because there are tools that will write it for you. But this will at least help you. And I like this because as I work through this generator, I can see my query being built for me. Although the one thing I will mention to everyone is this generator only writes the query for you. It does not write the loop, but I'm going to fill a few of these things out, and then I'm going to show you how you could convert the loop into or add the loop into this. It's just a helpful little trick. I'm surprised they didn't include the loop concept at least a little bit in their code. So the WP query is all about going into the database and finding or at least asking for certain requirements to be met for the query to return to the loop, the list of posts. And I like to think of these as simply shopping lists. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a shopping list and say, hey, we want to create a page in WordPress that will go fetch all the posts written by Bob and only return the ones that Bob decided to tag awesome. So what we'd end up doing here is, again, we can write whatever query. You don't need to do this. Again, they do have the ability to show the loop. You'll see it. They just add it right at the very end, which is actually, that's a new thing they added, or at least it's been a while since I saw it. But I'll walk you through what this does. I'm going to turn this off for now so we can focus on the query. So in this, because we want to get everything from Bob, I like to, when I write a custom query, I like to write it out in English or type it out in English and be as very specific in English. And then I can begin to parse things. So if I say to everybody, get the posts by Bob, but only those that were tagged with the awesome category. Okay, so we can break this down by saying, all right, so we need only posts by Bob, and then awesome category. So if we can find those in the query generator, we're good. So here's posts. We want to make sure that our post type, their posts, a post. Come over to the author And we'll just do, it's because it's Bob's post. And then in our taxonomy, oops. I don't want to, no, I don't need a save. Okay, they now make it more difficult. Because basically all we're looking for is category equals, you'll see why in just a moment. We'll add it ourselves. I don't want to have to jump through another item. So see how we have our arguments for post type, post, author name, Bob. And again, I would have category equals awesome. So we'd have something like this. Paste it over here so we can work with it. Let's get rid of their weird spacing. So we have a WP query. All our arguments, and we need to add in our category. Awesome. So then we create a new query. And it's going to be saved as the query variable, which means now we can assign this WP query with all these arguments to a loop that already exists. So let's say our theme has a if have posts. Oops. While have posts. The post. So if our theme already has that, and again, if there is only have post while the post, it's using the default query, which is get me the 10 latest WordPress posts. I can simply grab this PHP variable and say, if the query has posts, while the query have posts, query the post. And so now when we go through the loop, it's using this new query with these arguments, and that is what is being fetched out. Now, understanding how this is done, you can also see if we update our little snippet to include the loop, you'll see that they go through and they do the exact same thing. Query have post, blah, blah, blah. Now, if that's all you're doing on the page, you're done. If not, if you want to do multiple queries in different places, like maybe on the home page, you want on the side area, you want to query certain types of categories, and then another section you want to do query a bunch of events, the latest events. So it's the homepage is very dynamic. After each one of these, we can simply we're just adding in the WP reset post data. WP reset post data. So this, when it finishes, because remember, PHP simply reads a file from start to finish, and it does each instruction. So when it gets to this, it's resetting the query to go back to the next time somebody says have post, it's going to use the default as well as the query default. And we can go through and we can create a new argument and a new query, and we could even call this muffin. So that the next time we go through, we can assign the muffin variable to the loop, and it will output based on here. So there's a lot we can do by assigning a query a request, and that's all it is. It's a shopping list. Now, going through and going back and forth in your code, back and forth with either a generator or flopping through the old documentation of saying, all right, I need this post parent in, blah, blah, blah. I need to build the query this way. Sure, you can do that. or you can use some tools. Now, as part of our, before our first break, we're going to dive into, I told everybody in the early one, we're going to use two different plugins. We're going to use Loop Studio and Conductor. Now, we're going to use the Loop Studio plugin, and this is the latest Loop Studio plugin because it now has a library that can save your queries that you build. And keep in mind everything that we've talked about, the query that you build, inserting it into the loop. While we understand the functionality or the rationale behind it, writing it from scratch can be tough. Using a outside generator that does not have any of your code or your information or your content that's in your WordPress site can be difficult. And so that's why using a plugin like Loop Studio or Conductor, which we'll look at after the break, can make your life so much easier, because I can sit here and basically test query everything in the database, and you can see the results before you create the query. Now, in this, it all starts really over here in the shortcode creator. This is all of those arguments, because if you remember when we did these arguments, we went through and set up a argument that we are going to attach to a WP query, a shopping list. So this is, I probably should rename it, call this the shopping list creator. And in the shopping list creator, we can go through and say, which post types are in this website? Well, if we want to get both posts and pages, great, we can do that. Now, on the side, we're going to talk about the short codes as well after the break, because you do not have to, everything that's going on with Loop Studio, you do not have to use any of this. You can simply have the plugin installed and you can go through and work with short codes without ever touching any of this point and click stuff. And you have full flexibility of the full WordPress query. Then I can come through, and remember how I wanted to tag something? We wanted to make sure that they were that Bob, the author, was tagging things. So what I want to do is make sure that, and because I don't think I have an awesome, we'll just use fun, that we're making sure that we're only pulling the posts and pages that have a tag of fun in there. Now, I could also say is like, what if the guy tagged both fun and articles? So we're now going to make sure that, okay, we're going to include the things that are tagged with fun, but if it does have article tag in it, we're going to exclude it. Notice how the short code keeps building. Now, I did say category because it works the same way with categories and tags. And then I also wanted to come over here because we needed to select an author. Look, I do have a Bob on the site. So now, right out of the gate, we have a full-blown query created. If this is your level of WordPress capability, you're done. All you have to do is you can just copy the short code, and then anywhere where a short code exists, you can simply go place it there. Actually, listen, I have no idea if there are any posts that have fun and tag. Let's do this. For the purpose of this, let's get rid of the tag one because I don't think anything is tagged in that. So let's just grab posts and pages by author two. So these are going to be by Bob. I'm copying these. Sherry, Loop Studio offers up an everything that, yes, has something in it. It's not going to give you tags or categories that have nothing in it. But I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't think it was as fine-tuned because this is the sample data. Let's go back to fun. I don't think there is something that is fun and article. So we'll just do one. So I was actually trying to do both at the same time to show you you could do it, but we'll just grab the one. So it's only returning the tag 100. Again, there may be none because I don't know if Bob wrote any posts. It may be Susan who wrote the fun posts. So let's go over to our page. And we are going to look at this and say fun times with Bob. Now, it would be so much easier if you just had your basic classic editor, but because I need to put a short code in here, I'm just going to use that. So we're going to publish this, and let's check and see if Bob wrote anything fun. Oh, he did. Look at that. That is so fun. Edge case, many tags. This post has many tags. So that's fun times with Bob. The loop is running. It's getting all the stuff. Now, it looks like Bob is not that fun. And it's done the query for us. All right, let's go back to Loop Studio. And I just realized I forgot to save the stuff for you. So we have to add this again. So pages and posts, let's grab the thing, tag in fun with Bob, the author. Okay, so we're back at where we were. And as I said, this is where some of you could stop. You could simply use that and drag and drop and that short code and put it wherever you want, and you will have been able to harness the entire power of the WP query and the loop. But it gets pretty awesome if we just go to the other tab right here, because Loop Studio will generate the actual PHP code for you. And yes, it'll in little tags, it gives you, that's the tag that you're looking at. Notice how, here's all these arguments. It's going and getting the post type, posts and page, tag in ID 100, which was the 100, I guess was the fun tag, author 2, which is Bob. And then it does make sure it's only getting published, does all the stuff. Now, look what it's doing. It then creates an LS query, Loop Studio query, a new WP query based on the arguments that you selected in the shortcode creator. And then all of a sudden it goes through while have posts, the post, because we do have an if have posts, while have posts, the post. And then we have all the output. Okay, if there is a post thumbnail, put the image. Or if there's not a post thumbnail, put no image. Whoops. Let's undo that. Then we put the image, then we put the title, and then we put the excerpt. And then, once we're done, we reset the query. So, guess what we can do? Now, before we go, because I don't want to lose this is the new feature in the Loop Studio 2. Fun Bob. Once I've generated this and created something with the shortcode creator, I can save it. Which means when I come back and I'm like, you know what? I remember I crafted these queries. And please work. Come on, server. Hold on. Let me refresh on that page. All right. Well, let me come back to it here in just a moment. come on, please come back to me. Because I meant to copy and paste it. Okay, Bob, you're not being fun. I wonder if I need two. I had a problem with this earlier. We saved two different, the default generated code. Let's go up to the save library. Here's our test, and we'll do fun, Bob. Oh, darn it. That means there's something in my JavaScript that isn't loading, or I did something wrong. Rather than debug it right now, let me just come back over here. And so I'm going to quick create this one more time. Oh, the joys of trying to create something that makes our life easier. Okay, so now here's our code that we have. Remember how I spent yesterday talking to everybody about, well, if we go into our theme and we can create a sample page, sample page that will affect only that page. Take a look at this. See how there is a if have posts. So we have while have post. The if have post actually occurs over in the index, if I remember correctly. So if have posts, while have posts, get post, my page sample. Make sure I'm looking at the right one. All right, let me grab the single post. Oh, let's just here. Look, see how this will actually be better. Remember how we created our single post hello world? So that if somebody goes and visits our single post hello world, they're served with this. Well, watch what happens if I grab this and I put it, instead of that, I simply drop this in here. Well, that means, again, I'm not loading in the header and the footer and the other stuff. But I've just been able to take what I learned from what's been generated by Loop Studio and place it in whatever PHP template that I have created. Why is this helpful? This is helpful because you can hard code Loop Studio queries and output into page templates that you never have to worry about a short code existing on a WordPress site. Because it's outputting the actual PHP code for a template. Now, I could also put this code inside a page template that is already calling the header and the footer, and then it looks like all nice, like it's actually part of the actual WordPress site. We can do that. But the one thing you might be saying to yourself is, well, what about this? What if, how do I go through and change the outlook of this whatever it looks like? Now I'm going to go through here and let's change our tag in. So I'm going to change the tag in. We're going to get rid of this array. The reason why, because I want to get more posts. I want to get lots of posts. And let's change this to, well, we'll leave it at 6. Save that. Now when we take a look at it, all of a sudden now we have a whole bunch of posts showing up. And we have our weird pagination. Now remember, there's no extra CSS going on because we are not actually putting this into an actual header, footer, whatever. We can solve that if we wanted to by, again, taking a look at the single one and adding in our the way the Voce theme gets the header and the content and before stuff. Let me actually grab all this. It's going to be right before all. So basically, I'm going to come over here and see how I've just added like a header information above here with the wrapper classes and the other thing that the Voce theme has. And I'm just pulling it from this, and then we're going to grab the footer stuff, which will be the closing div or whatever. I'm going to leave off the content. This may actually, what I want is I pasted all the way through main. So if I know I pasted up through main, we will close everything like this. Go back to our post, go to the bottom. So there's our main, and then the regular Voce footer. So if we now go back to our site, we're going to have our full formatting, and see what's going on? We have our post with everything showing up in the proper formatting. But how do we change how this looks? Sure, we got our information here. It's all about layout templates. So by default, this is the layout template. And basically, the layout template is simply putting a post title, the date, and the excerpt. That's all it's doing. And it's linking the post title to the permalink. Now, if I want to change this, I can use a few pre-made items where let's say, hey, let's put it in a two column, and it's going to create that list. It now creates a new layout. And if I save that template, now nothing's going to change if I do this. The reason why nothing's going to change, remember, we actually have it hard-coded in. Where'd it go? Where did I paste the stuff? Where's my output? Hold on. I am hiding something. Is there a... Oh, here it is. No. Where did the line go? Did I... Oh, it's all here. It's all in one line. That's why I didn't see it. It's not wrapping. I wonder if I can do the wrapping code. Is this auto wrap? All right. Well, I won't work with that just yet. I'll drag it over here. So that's the whole post thumbnail, whatever. If I were to come over here, and this is actually not there. I'm going to get rid of that because that this is the location where the old default code, the default layout was. If I were to simply grab this, come back over here, and again, it's inside the while have post, the post, running through that, save this, and then we came back and visited, we're going to see that, hey, it now shows up in two columns. Pagination. Again, it's style, it's pre-styled for something, and it all has its own classes, so you can change that information. All right. So we're going to come back to Loop Studio and look at more in the default templates or how to create templates and how to pull information and what template tags are. And then after our break, we're also going to dive into Conductor, which is another way to do similar things to what Loop Studio does. The reason why I do this and I show you multiple tools and I try and show you the best of brand tools, what works for one person isn't going to work for somebody else. So while Loop Studio works great for certain situations and certain people, you may find that doesn't work with how my brain works. You might actually find Conductor to be more like how your brain works. So we're going to take a quick break. It right now is 1:55. So let's take a 10-minute break. We will be back at 2:05, and we'll wrap up with Loop Studio short code parameters, Loop Studio default templates, and diving into something called conductor. And I'll mute the mic while we're on our break, and I'll see you guys in just a bit. Okay, we got about 30 seconds or so to go for the second part. I'll just wait for the actual 205 to show up. I'm going to provide a little bit of clarification on the Loop Studio template here in just a moment when we get started, because I realized I kind of left out a key element to connect the dots. All right, 205, we are back. Okay, so when we were looking at this default template and how, yes, they're pre-made layouts, but remember when we were looking at our example of, let's see, where's my other example? When we were doing examples like this of, okay, then we're just going to echo out the post title here for each one of the posts. This area right here inside the while and the if, right next to the post, right after it, where the loop is declaring, hey, we've grabbed one out of our hand and we're going to display it. This is the template. It's the template is used every single time the WordPress loop goes through the loop. And that's what Loop Studio does. It gives you the ability to create something as simple as, all right, here's our loop. And we're going to just say, we're going to put every the title in an H2 tag. And then we will do, wrap it around a div class content, the content. And there we go. Now, every single time we go through the loop, if we're using this simple template, saving this. So each time we go through this, it's a very simple one, and it's going to grab that. Now, that's what template tags are. Remember, every single field in a post, like your title, your content, the date it was published, if you add custom fields from things like pods or advanced custom fields or something like that, these are fields that we can extract and put into the template. Anything that's stored as part of that post ID. Your examples are over here, when you can add things, how you can add things. And basically, you can build your template however you want. And then once you have decided, oh, I want to use this simple template in my short code, watch what happens if I come in here, select my template, use the simple template. Yes, the short code shows, but you will see that basically this simple content, H2, the simple template, the title, div class, the content, div, it gets inserted into the code. So, before we move on to two or three other areas, the other thing I look at this and I say, Loop Studio can simply be a training tool for you to master your query. Because I do think sometimes being able to point and click and find out, okay, if I want things that are only in future, which means they're scheduled. What if I wanted to create a list of upcoming blog posts that are scheduled? Well, if I did that and I added a future thing there, go back to my short code. See, here's my post status for future. Let's get rid of the content because we don't want that. All we want is the title. We're not wanting to link off to anything. Don't need that. Don't need that. See that? We're just grabbing the title from all future posts, all scheduled posts. And we have simply now made a list of H2 each time it goes through the loop a new title will be put there. And we could do that. We could do an H2, or we could, what if we wanted to do a list item? A list item. Why could I easily do a list item? Because there's actually a unordered list wrapper around that. And I can go back and forth trying to say, okay, so what if I want my wrapper to be an ordered list? So we set that as an ordered list. Now you see, hey, here's an ordered list. And then we'd have to go back and change the template to a list item. So see how this can be a real big learning assistant. Where as you make changes to the query and the template, you're seeing it in real time, how it would affect the code. And then you can paste that code into whatever template you want. Now, there's another trick. Yeah, it does need the closing one. These were quick hacks. The other thing to know about, if you don't use any Loop Studio default settings, you could simply generate your code, place it in a theme, and then delete the Loop Studio plugin. The only reason why you'd want to be careful with that is there are certain classes that are predefined in CSS in Loop Studio. I mean, you can jump on over here and you can actually see that there is CSS that is being loaded for Loop Studio to help you understand the layout, how it handles the layout. You can, if you want, you can do not use any of this Loop Studio CSS, and then you write your own. That's a possibility. The other thing to remember with Loop Studio, this is default WordPress, default WordPress, default WordPress. Even the LS query is default WordPress. The only thing where you would get into an issue is if you are using the Loop Studio built pagination. If you don't need the pagination or you're going to build your own, see, LS paging is I'll just show you. If you take a look at paging, there are the ability to turn on and off paging. If we turn it off, great. If you turn it on, you then have two different types of pagination. You can choose colors for pagination. You can show errors, not show errors. So there is some additional code work. If you don't need pagination or how Loop Studio, like let's say you turn it off for whatever loop you're creating, the query, you can turn around and simply paste this. Notice how there is nothing in here, even though there are the words Loop Studio. I could copy this. I could create all this right here and send it to, I could create it on a local host or a dev site, and then simply copy and paste this onto a live site template that does not even have to have Loop Studio, because it's all built for you. The query happens here, which refers to the arguments which were created here, all regular WordPress. The output is handled by the template, and the layout template will help you build it. And then you're good. So it's one of those things that you can be as helped with Loop Studio as you want. You can also use it as a tool that will generate the code for you, like using a generator at another place. The only benefit is that you actually get pre-filled in information. This way you don't have to remember or look up whose ID is Susan a part of. It'll figure out it's ID 3. It'll handle all that. You'll be able to remove or include posts 368 and 987. You can do all those type of things, build the item, and if you don't want to use the short code, you can simply grab all of this. Does that make sense? How There are multiple ways of using Loop Studio. I'm just going to check, see if the save library got. I'm going to let that run because I'm actually curious how long that's going to take. Now, there's one other thing that you can do. You probably saw when we were creating our short code, it kind of generates the Loop Studio idea or the short code here. Some of you, and I already know some of you, have gotten really good at knowing how the short code works, which means if I have the Loop Studio plugin installed on my website, I don't have to use any builder system. I can simply come over here and say, all right, I'm going to use a short code. Oh, what's the short code? I know it starts with Loop Studio. And then I can simply go through and say, all right, you know, I know it is post type equals post page. And then go tag in ID 100. Author equals 2. You can type this. Starting on page 48 of the handout, I have gone through every single parameter of the Loop Studio short code. And basically what it has done is it takes all the arguments that you would put, attaches them to a short code. So if you get good at, you know, it just because you do it a lot, you'll have the ability to any type of query, rather than writing the PHP, doing everything, every single query argument that is part of WP query is built into the Loop Studio short code. So you don't have to use the generator. You don't have to use the creator. If you simply know what you need, you can go through and choose what you need. Or you can also then, if you want a way to change or modify an already created loop using Loop Studio, just go into the short code and you can say, okay, I want you to only return posts per page equals, let's change it to 8. Great. You can add all that. So you have complete flexibility. Oh, and then if you change and you want to, maybe you do use Loop Studio's template system and you create a bunch of templates. Well, if you know what this is, for example, again, if you come over here to short code creator, and you're grabbing the template, notice how it has that ID that's over there. So if you know what the ID is, I can then go, as well as if I'm working in my thing, I can say template equals, and then whatever the template, whatever the number is. And then that's the way we display it. So accessing this anywhere where a short code can be used, Loop Studio can be modified, fixed, changed, all without having to go into the query, because it all is pulled out of the short code. All right. So that's Loop Studio. It will build the query. And again, it all makes sense when you kind of look at the template. It builds the query. It goes through the loop, if, have, the. And then you have your, and again, that's an improper template, but there it is. We didn't need to open PHP around that. You just put whatever you want. All right. And I'm going to figure out why my little saved templates are not pulling up. So there may be some type of a, normally what you do is you jump in here and you look at this and say, all right, we are having a code mirror a JavaScript issue. So I'll have to dive into that line of JavaScript and figure out why that object is not loading. So that means there'll probably be another update to Code Studio because I thought I fixed that. All right, now let me close out of a few of these. I'm going to introduce you to Conductor. How many of you here, this website, Conductor, is the first time you're ever seeing this plugin? It's probably one of the most powerful plugins that's out there that nobody talks about. This is also one of these plugins that there are times I almost wish this was Loop Studio. I mean, there's some things that Loop Studio can do that this can't do, but I really like the functionality. Now, just so you know, it does cost a bit of money. I mean, it's not astronomical, but if you 100 websites per year is only $99. So it's not a ton of money, but because it's not a small chunk of change, I have the license. It's up in the GPL share box as part of your membership. So just go to the GPL share box and you will see type in Conductor. When you type in Conductor, there really are, there's a lot more add-ons that I will add to the share box, but I wanted to get these out the door first. So the ones that you want to make sure that you have are the Conductor plugin and the Query Builder. The other ones that are useful to have is custom field add-ons, display pack add-on, and filtering add-ons. So let me introduce you to Conductor. Most of the time when we deal with Conductor, it's not going to actually make sense. I know that's kind of weird for me to say, hey, I want to show this to you, but it doesn't make sense first because you come over here to Conductor and you just see some enabling things and then you're like, oh, great, I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and say on the front page, we're going to conduct this. Well, what does that mean? Oh, I can simply create sidebars? Ignore this. For most websites, this is an older part of Conductor that there's a lot of themes out there that now will do this for you, that allow you to choose how you want the layout to happen. But Conductor was enabled a way for you to basically step in front of the theme and change the layout stuff. So don't worry about that. This is not what you want to worry about. This is why the add-ons help. And the first add-on that we're looking at, and all the other add-ons are part of this query add-on, this will allow us to build a query. And it can be done several different ways. So let's call this our test query. And there are two ways of doing it. There is the easy way and there's the advanced way. The easy way is called Simple Query Builder. The advanced way is called Switch to Builder, which we'll deal with in just a moment. So in this, Query Builder is all about asking the question that we did earlier today on how do I go get information out of the database? Do you want to get a single post or a single page? That's one. Or what if I want to get many? If I want to get many posts, which categories do I want to use? Well, I want to use fun. And I already went past. Oh, fun is a tag. Let's grab block because I know there are a few. Order it by which value? The author, comment, date. You just pick all those. And do we want descending or ascending? And then how many do you want to show? How many per page? So there's pagination. And do you want to offset for this? So very simple. Again, you can kind of get a little preview. This is a horrible way to do a preview because it's only in the sidebar. So don't spend any time on that. And it doesn't look like this at all because it's not filtering through how the theme displays something. So once I've done that, I can then go to output. And this is where I can choose, am I going to display it as a column? How many columns are we going to automatically put the content into? Are we going to display it as a list? Are we going to display it as a table? Are we going to put it into a grid system, kind of like a slider? Well, if I simply have a column, I can then choose, okay, do you normally all WordPress themes are mostly having a featured image, your title, the author byline content, and read more. Well, what if we don't want the author byline? Great, we can get rid of that. The custom field add-on allows us to go through and add other fields that are part of posts. Because remember, we had posts. So there's other fields that we could pull. Now, this custom field is also, if we were to create a custom post type that had tons of fields, you can pull each custom field that you may have made with pods in, and you can basically build the order in which they appear. Now, in this, see, some of these actually come with links. Do you want them to link off to the post? You can have that. All right. So once we've dealt with all this, yes, there's some filtering. If we enable the filtering, this would be if all of a sudden our categories, we had 8 different categories and we had just had a whole bunch of posts showing up, and this would be like an auto filter by show me all the cars. And then it would create another line that would have like red, green, blue, yellow. And so if you clicked on the red, it would filter the results based on this category. So it's pretty basic, but it gets the job done. And then finally, in our advanced, what is the featured image size? Do you want to include, exclude? Notice how some of these concepts are similar to what Loop Studio does by having that include the IDs, include the or exclude the IDs. Now, so that builds a query to the point of, if I publish this, then you might be saying, well, where does that go? Well, you can either do this, use the short code. You can add this to a PHP template using a, basically, it's saying if the query conductor query exists, we're going to run this. So you can put this code or this code into a template. So it gives you the code. But again, this doesn't, like Loop Studio will spit out the raw WordPress query and loop. This runs everything through the conductor function. And then if we did this, let me just grab this just so you can see what it's doing. We'll go ahead and add in a add new post. Oh, did I save that? I hope I did. Testing conductor. Now, there is a conductor drag and drop. You can do that. We grab this. I can also sit there and edit this. It takes us back here. So that's one way we can add a query in here. But if I publish this, let's view the post. You're going to see that Conductor has now created an item that is listing off all the things that are in whatever query that we created. Notice how we had a filter. So if I do media, it now only shows me the media posts. If I do block, it only shows me the block posts. Now, Conductor also came about when the customizer was heavily being used. So a lot of their advanced functionality with the customizer does allow you to, once you already add a conductor shortcode into that area, we can come through here and, again, we're going to Hopefully it's adding this. Bear with me 1 second. It should. No, that's not what I wanted. Now I have to find the post that I just created. I think it was called testing. Testing conductor. Okay, so we want to conduct this one. So when I do this, if I choose to conduct in here, it actually takes over this whole post. So this is a little bit of the confusing part. And hold on. Oh. Now it's not working where I want it to work. All right, bear with me 1 second. Let me just jump back into what we were doing. Because I just got myself down a rabbit trail that I didn't actually want to go. It's not layouts. I'm actually looking for, oh, no. All right. I will just go back to this area. Okay. I'll try and figure out why I got down a rabbit trail here in just a moment. So conductor, yes, it can be used for easily creating your query, or I could switch to builder where I have advanced functionality. So this, what do I want to pull from? Media, pages. So it's from this, and I have, and where tag. Well, which tag do I want to do? Remember how I was doing that fun before? There, that fun. And it's, we have the ability to do the comparison. So if tag ID equals and in, not in. I can do others. And tag slug and audio. So we can build all of these, order this by, limit this. I can even go in here where custom field, what custom fields exist. These are all custom fields that exist on the site. So site sidebar layout equals currently logged in user ID. Who knows? I'm just picking things that are out there. So we can build these really advanced items. It'll even tell you when you're going to screw up because you've been picking things that you shouldn't pick. So using something like this, it is really powerful, and I'm going to show you another part of this that can possibly even change the way you look at building a query. And I'm going to show you the one thing that Loop Studio can't do that Conductor can do. All right, so I'm going to create a new query, and I'm going to call this one my super search. I'm going to switch to simple because I only need to say, get me all posts, because I know there's a whole bunch of posts, and go ahead and show blank with 6 on the per page. My output, we're going to put it as a table. So I'm going to output this table stuff. In this, I'm going to go through and I'm going to get rid of the content. And I'm going to get rid of the read more. I'm going to get rid of the featured image because I just want to create a list that shows the title and the author. Actually, let's just do titles. It's just going to show that. Maybe I want, I could do excerpt. No, let's we'll leave it simple so that you can see. Let's go ahead. And I want two columns. So if I were doing this and I was, let me just publish this because we'll make a change. I'm going to go to, we're going to create a page over here. Super search. We'll go ahead and add the conductor query, publish this, and I'm going to put it on the front end so that we can take a look at what's going on. So we're going to view the page. So we basically, oh, that just looks horrible. Let's get rid of the read more. Why in the world do we have, hold on, let's figure this out. Descending, output, table, got it. Let's get rid of the read more. Maybe that's something that's causing. Okay, it should be not filtering like that. I'm going to add in the table stuff. Maybe that's going to help because right now maybe it's not appearing like a table. Okay, there we go. Okay, so here's our table. If we would actually jump in here and look at the inspector, you're going to see that they're inside a table class. See, there's a table head. It's a table HTML. So everything is in a table. So if we actually were creating multiple list items or multiple things, we could create a results. So let's say you were listing off all of your clients or your customers, and you can output a list of the customers. You know, here, show how many are here. See how we have built our, we've got pagination, so we can run through. All it's going to show is each of the titles. But what this has done, what EasyQuery has done, because there is, now the filtering is already built into table. If I, in real time, search for something called more, it's going to actually filter it as in real time all the results from that query. If I do tag, I'm trying to find one that... if I keep going down here, I think, yep. So see, no matter what you post, it's going to be able to filter or whatever you type, and then the person go, ah, great, now you can go view this post. So built into Conductor is the ability to have a search that is in addition to that filtering functionality. And there's a lot you can do with this type of thing where you build these custom outputs. And notice how I really haven't touched any CSS or styling. You could go in and really style it. But there's a lot of options that you'd be able to build if you're doing something like this. And yes, there are lots of different add-ons. And I bring some of this stuff up because some of the things they have, there's a WooCommerce add-on, there's an Easy Digital Downloads, there's a Gravity Forms. So that what if you want to be able to filter everything or show output for things that people enter in terms of different forms. Give it a try. It's in the GPL share box, so there's no cost to you to try it out. Now, they offer a free version an outdated version of their conductor and query builder off of their GitHub account. But it's out of date, and I just figure it's easier to test with the latest. So ignore any of this. Everything that you're looking for is in basically in the queries. And you can go over to their website to learn a little bit more. Now, the one thing that Loop Studio has that this doesn't is the ability to deal with the layouts. And you can build your own layouts. But the idea of creating the query, it's the same thing. It just depends on how much, whether you need certain prompts, whether you need assistance, whether you, this is kind of not a handholding, but it offers you every single one of your options split into individual questions. So this comes to our homework challenge of today. So, big one, or challenge one, it is, Sherry, that is bad. The reason why, not bad, the choice that they have made with Conductor to not show the code is because once it is there and the code, you can always go back to your queries that you built and modify them in the WordPress editor. Because with Loop Studio, if you just use the short code, you have to go modify the short code. If you just use this, you have to modify the code. It's not going to simply say, hey, here's the loop ID that's stored somewhere else. And you can modify in that other location. It does require an additional query to the database to use Conductor. Because Loop Studio is giving you the outputted code or even the short code, you're not having to do an additional query to figure out what it is that you're querying. Because it's already built into the short code or the actual template code. So there is a slight speed increase or a better speed with Loop Studio over Conductor. But other than like the tool set that makes the tool set views and that ability to create a query, I don't think there's much out there that can handle what Loop Studio does and what Conductor does. There used to be other ones there, but most of them have not been kept up to date. See, there used to be a bunch of old query creators, but some of them can't even see or can't even identify custom post types, which has been around in WordPress for 10 years now. All right, so let's get to the homework challenge. Challenge number one. I want you to use Loop Studio to create a short code that is placed on a WordPress page that outputs a list of all your post titles. So that's the first one. That's the challenge. I think everybody should be able to do that. Challenge two for today is use Loop Studio and generate the PHP code snippet that you will put in a custom archive page, archive template page in your theme that changes the way the archive is displayed. Now, what that means is you're taking what you learned yesterday with the, remember the template hierarchy? I want you to be able to, let's say you use pods, create a custom post type called books, put a whole bunch of content in that books custom post type. And sure, your theme may already have an archive.php, which displays that. I want you to create an archive-books.php. Maybe it's copying the archive, removing stuff you don't want in there. And then create an archive page and paste this in the proper location so that you actually have modified the way the archive is displayed. Trish, that's a great idea. I don't have the results, but maybe what I can do before tomorrow, I will do all the challenges. And before we start tomorrow's session, I will show them, and then maybe I'll even put the code snippets just in case anybody wants to compare how I did it, how you did it. But that's the challenge. Basically, the first one, I think everybody should be able to do it after watching today. The second one is the real challenge because you're taking what we learned yesterday in terms of creating a hierarchy page template and then changing it by using Loop Studio's code generator to just drop in what you want. So, tomorrow we start again at 1 o'clock. Have fun with the challenge. And tomorrow, after we do the little recap, we dive into SEO. And I got some really cool stuff for you because, if you didn't know, Google pushed out a new algorithm, which may be causing some issues for some people. And hopefully we'll be able to rectify where that new algorithm is messing people up, as well as to really take advantage of things like SEO Studio and what it offers to you to improve your SEO on your site. All right, well, I hope you guys had fun today. I know we really dove hard into the loop and the query. I do hope at least it made some sense or brought some things together. Again, as always, if you want to send me a direct question, you can dive in right there on our Fifth Dev Camp. Type your question in here, say, hey, that was awesome, but I did not mean to do that, but I have another question. Submit. And you can send me a direct question. All right. So take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll see you in Slack. We'll get this uploaded and available for replay as soon as possible. And good luck on the challenges for today.